As sure as the sun rises in the east, it also sets in the west.
The gods never fronted. Who runs fuck a devil when the weight got hunted? My soul wants a weapon. My mind keeps stepping in the depths of hell. Yet I fell from the lesson. My soul leaves the body. The situation's naughty. Original, invincible. There's one suit and party. A class for the letter. Cause I be writing letters. And setting shit straight. One lamp and one shepherd. My face turns purple. And demons in the circle. Held my breath. Then I left out the womb. Kind of fertile. From the east, the light shines. Until the west. A test for the gods, cause like is where they rest. Universe serenity, blocking out the enemy. If anyone makes it, then that's the way it's meant to be. Fight up, the time's up a fight up. Cause I'll survive life, then step out the cypher.
If your soul loves the sun, money rock on. If your soul loves the sun, money rock on. If your soul loves the sun, money rock on. If your soul loves the sun, money rock on.
Saviors ain't saving nobody's soul, yet the devil keeps playing and kicked out the heaven. I rest on the seven,
on the
but what's
seven.
The 85 if you're chastised the reverend? Hell is the mystery, one peaceful victory, cause I know gods that will put you out your misery. Justice will lead them, deprive you of freedom, to bleed for deceit even though you don't need them. The beast and the harlot, the land is the target. The truth will prevail, but not many say prophet. From 24 elders and half is 12, ruler. Knowledge of self.
If your soul loves the sun, money rock on. If your soul loves the sun, money rock on. If your soul loves the sun, money rock on. If your soul loves the sun, money rock on.
Let's see. It started with the serpent, messing with Eve, cause she wasn't certain. Nobody's got a temper, a spiritual dilemma. Enter in the realm where the spirit's in the center. Fuck perpetrating, cause they'll murder Satan. See, faith broke the seal while the world be waiting. They left it all to Jesus, I'm picking up the pieces. Friends, it's disease, can never read my cases. They'll be resurrected, and time's not so hectic. Demons ain't elected while the money gets collected. The gods get theirs, and the word is born. I mean, the science of the future is what they saw, and the four living castles. Life's got no hassle, it's all real, Bill. Just one big fiasco. No soul held hostage, angels kill the nonsense. Bond is my word, but first, do the knowledge.
If your soul loves the sun, money rock on. If your soul loves the sun, money rock on. If your soul loves the sun, money rock on. If your soul loves the sun, money rock on. If your soul loves the sun, money rock on. If your soul loves the sun, money rock on. If your soul loves the sun, money rock on. If your soul loves the sun, money rock on. If your soul loves the sun, money rock on. If your soul loves the sun, money rock on. If your soul loves the sun, money rock on. If your soul loves the sun, money rock on.
No doubt, if your soul loves the sun, money rock on. And yeah, tonight's discussion is going to be on the solar flare activity and DNA transformation. But that's what is taking place right now. All right? There was an article, according to spaceweather.com, that came out on Monday, the 14th of February, 2011. And it started talking about how the sun was unleashing the strongest solar flare of that of the year, of last year. Now, this comes into this year because exactly a year later, there was another report starting around the same time of this year, February the 14th. All right, so a lot of this solar flare activity was happening on Love Day, or what is known as Valentine's Day. Of course, you know that's the satanic meaning of it, because you know that blood flowed in the streets, which that the blood turned brown, which that became symbolic to chocolate. All right, but you know, St. Valentine, long story behind that, you go look that up. I don't think it's here. However, the sun launches Earth Direct solar flare. That's what the article states. And that it was talking about that NASA solar dynamic observatory recorded an intense flash of extreme ultraviolet radiation. So, you know, and now you got to understand that when ultraviolet radiation bombards the planet Earth, you as a melanated being, your melanin becomes a superconductor with large amounts of ultraviolet light. Now, if you don't believe me, get the book. It's called UNC. The introduction was done by Brother Hiru Samaj, who is the husband of Queen Afua, and is written by Nur Ak Amen. Nur Ur Amen. And he states that setting under the visible light spectrum has an energy gap in. However, when ultraviolet light is thrown into the mix, melanin becomes a superconductor. In other words, it speeds up the message coding. It activates the non-coding or inactive junk DNA. This is what's going on. Now, the eruption produced a loud blast of radio waves, in which that was heard by shortwave receivers around the day side of the planet. In particular, it was a radio astronomer named Thomas Oshkosh, in which that recorded these sounds, in which that at 19 to 21 megahertz, it says there was some of the strongest radio bursting of the new solar cycle. He says, what a great solar day. All right? Now, if you get quantum physicist Michio Kaku, he's a Japanese scientist here in the United States, in which that he states that 2012 looks like it's going to be the largest solar flare year, the most powerful one out of over 100 years. This is documented according to NASA and quantum physicists. So this year, 2012, you know, which correlates to the Olmec Mayan calendar, all right? Some say that it ended October the 28th of last year. Some say it's getting ready to take place December the 21st, and that of 2012, and that possibly could be the Illuminati date for this trend. It doesn't matter. We know that the planet, the sun, the solar system is going to be in perfect alignment with Alcyon, which is the central sun, in the Pleiades. And this sun, Alcyon, is hundreds of times larger than our sun. All right? And currently, we're sitting on the outer armband, and we are graduating and we're moving from in what is called the dark rift, or dark drift, all right, drift. You can look this up also. And this dark rift, as we are in it, there's another zodiac sign in which that is moving into place, that is situated between Sagittarius. It's called Theseus, in which that actually is reminiscent to Imhotep, all right? And that this particular zodiac sign is called the Serpent Wrestler. Now, we know that Imhotep was the third dynastic physician, did brain surgeries and heart surgeries, as well as also of a 8,000 cures for ailments. Portions of this information from this for the Ebers Papyrus. All right? In which that it states that he was the father of medicine, moderately the father of medicine. Right? And this was during the third dynasty or dynastic period. He was the prime vizier, the prime minister. Doja or Doja, all right, who was the pharaoh or Naga or Nagu or Nega Nagas, king of kings during that time period. All right, and simply put, his symbol was now a medical symbol that is found on hospitals throughout the world, which is known as the caduceus. That's the Greek rendition. All right, it's known as the uranus. The feminine counterpart is known as the washeta. All right, or washeta. And it simply means that as the energy go up the spinal column, that ball in which that expands with the wing symbolizes the expansion of the mind, the opening of the left and the right hemisphere of the brain. And that middle ball area there is symbolized as the pineal gland. Carrier states, who was French philosopher, he states that that is the seat of the soul, and that the soul is embedded inside of the pineal gland. So from those serpents, or that kundalini, or their washeta energy raising up and ascending to heaven, it awakens. It awakens you into more than just 10% usage of your brain, into the usage of the other 90%, in which that gives you access to the other 90% of your inactive DNA, which gives you 90% observation of the universe in which that is unseen. In other words, it taps you into the dark matter or that black energy. It also activates your junk DNA, which is 90% of your DNA. So this information, these solar flares, is producing this and will produce this. Okay? Now, what we also found out that there's was another recent report dealt with massive solar flares hitting the Earth, in which that was to disrupt the power and the GPS of flight. Now, this is actually came out just a month ago. This actually came out just a month ago, March the 8th, all right, 2012. And what it stated was that so far, the orientation of the magnetic field has been opposite of what is needed to cause the strongest storm. As the event progresses, the field right now, there's several spacecraft or videos of solar flares headed as it was hurled a wave of solar plasma and charged particles called a corona mass ejection, or CME, into space. Those particular corona mass ejections bombarded the planet Earth. It hit the planet, all right? So it seems that every single month now, we are being bombarded by solar flare activity. Right? Now, it also states that earlier predictions estimate that the CMEs will reach the Earth, you know, and the effects will likely. Now, when these flares hit the aurora borealis, or the northern light, as well as also the southern of the aurora borealis, these lights expanded further than just the pole area. It came down. Like, for example, the one at the North Pole came down, and it was able to be seen in the Washington State area, Oregon, you know, and other places. So there's so much energy coming in now, and we had spoke about this before, that these charged particles that they're talking about, solar plasma, is actually what's called stardust energy. Or stardust particles, and over 300,000 tons of this stardust particle falls to the planet Earth. Okay, so this is what they actually referring to. Now, the solar eruptions occurred when the sun let loose two huge X-class solar flares that ranked amongst the strongest types of sun storms, and the biggest of those flares registered as a X5, 4-class as it says, of satellite operations. Right? This is what they were saying in one of these last storms from just a month ago. Right? So that is something in which that we have to, they have to be concerned about, because according to Ms. Otaku, the Japanese scientists here in America, he stated specifically that this year, 2012, going into 2013, will be one of the strongest ever within the last 100 years, according to their calculation. And that 100 years ago, they were just entering into the industrial age. It knocked out power lines for months, all right? That's what it said. It knocked out the power lines for months, all right? So that's what scientists were and are afraid of. Now, not only are the solar flares going to change the DNA, and this is what they actually are talking about. There's many articles which have written on it right about now. All right. One is called Frequency Shift. And it says one of the largest solar flares in history was unleashed also January 27, 2012. And it marked the entrance or the entry into full consciousness of those choosing ascension. So for those who were straddling the fence prior to that, now they have come on over into consciousness and they are looking more in depth into this information. All right? Now, this has occurred several times. All right? We had the harmonic frequency in which that occurred in 1987. We had the harmonic concordance in which that took place November the 8th, 2003. We also had in 1999 the Grand Cross, in which that took place around August the 11th. And these particular three events leading into now is what is known as the OMAC or Mayan calendar season of December 21st, 2012. All right. During these particular harmonic grand crosses, harmonic concordance, leading into now 2012 of the OMAC Mayan calendar, what we found out is that these were all times when the awakening was taking place. It started out smaller during 1987. And increase in frequency and intensity until now, up to now. And so, this is one of the single greatest events. These are basically the greatest single events in history in which they activated to raise the frequency of both the Earth and also humanity. So, this frequency increase marks the beginning of humanity's return to an awakened state, because we have moved from out of the Kali Yuga cycle. All right, Grandmaster Sunyata Saraswati has stated this, you know, that we are moved, that we have moved from out of the Kali Yuga age and we're now into the Satya Yuga age, in which that we meaning that we have moved out from that last age, which is 2,100 years of the Piscean age, and we are now going into the Aquarian age, in which that deals with the awakening or the age of truth, all right, in which that is symbolized as Heru. Heru symbolizes light. So this is the time now in which that light frequency would become more intense. And the solar flare activity symbolizes this activity of the return of Heru. Hence, this is what is known as the return of Christ or Christ consciousness. This is the shift. So it's not talking about a man for 2,000 years ago in which that we have become caught up into with blind and blue eyes and white or pale skin. No, this is talking about the consciousness on which that even Jesus stated within the scripture that he would do greater works than I, so that you would even do greater works than he did. So why would he be the focus in this return if that happened 2,000 years ago in the flesh? Obviously, for us to do greater things than he wouldn't return at this time in flesh, unless he was returning through the flesh, which is called consciousness, which is called kung su, because another form of Heru was called Kansu, in which that the word consciousness is derived from, which is an ancient Kemetic or Tamarian or Sumerian word. Right? So this is what is going on. Now, the actual CME, in which that have bombarded the planet Earth, will continue throughout 2012. And by law of attraction, you will be able to reap the benefits, especially as a melanated being, because the planet will shift from the third or fourth dimensional state and come into a fifth dimensional new Earth. Right? And the solstice marks the beginning of that time period, or that age, or cycle. Now, how we know this, of course, we're not third-dimensional beings. Those with melanin and those with hair, that is in the shape of the antenna home, which, if you remember the old TV, those was in the shape of what is called Shin, S-H-E-N, or S-H-I-N. But then the teachings of the Egyptians, ancient Egyptians, Shin meant spirit. All right, that's what the ancient Kamals or the ancient Sumerians would say, or the ancient Carcetti, right, state. In the Orient, in China, Shen means also spirit. So our spirit is being enhanced. We're encapsulating more spirit. Hence called the Holy Spirit, which is actually talking about the Holy Breath. And through the Holy Breath, it activates that spirit within you, which is called the Kundalini energy. Right, and that Kundalini energy is the Mother Goddess principle of resurrection. That is, along with the atoms in certain locations, such as in your spine, in your heart, within your pineal gland, in which that is awakened by her, in which that symbolizes the three suns or the three symbols of Heru. You have Heru, who comes up over the horizon in the morning, hence the word horizon from Heru. All right, which that is known as, which is known as, well, some say, Atum. As it comes up into the noon period, it becomes Atan, Atum. And then as it goes down during the night period, some say it's Amen. Depends on who and what you read, of course, this change. Atum sometimes is placed as set as the evening and Amen in the morning. So Heru symbolizes all three, Amun, Atum, and Atum, all right, which is symbolic to the three atoms of the three suns in those various locations of the body. Once again, base of your spine, in the sacral bone area, in the heart, in the right ventricle of your heart, all right, or what is called the right atrium, excuse me, of your heart, and then also in your pineal gland, all right, each one symbolizes the resurrection of our soul. That is Chaim Aviv and some other three Rafi, in which they speak about, all right, in other words, in which that Chaim Aviv was hit in the head by the three Rafi, and he must be resurrected to stand at a 90-degree perpendicular level. Right, this is what this is all referring to. Most understand this metaphysical teaching, so therefore they can't teach you this. And this is why we suffer as a people, because we don't know our own symbology. You think your ancestors left something on the walls from 4,000 to 10,000 to 2,000 years ago for you just to go to Africa in order to say, oh, nice picture? You think that they did that much building? They built one of the largest pyramids on the planet Earth, Khufu, or Cheops, in the center of the planet Earth, in which that not even a razor blade or a piece of paper can fly through 20 to 200-ton blocks. And you think that they left all that, but you can go to Africa, to Egypt, or what is called Kush, Abyssinia, Ethiopia, all various names, eons ago, Kemet, Kamau, Tamarack, but you can say, nice picture. and not know the meaning? And not to have them in your Akashic record, at your medulla oblongata, or within your DNA? How foolish for us to think so. And anyone who tells you so, get away from them. They're ignorant. And they're fooling themselves. All right? The Bible is not greater than the pyramid in which that the Bible story was come from. We know that this is what took place. All right? So, we have to understand all of this information. All right? Now, we know that by the law of attraction, that the fear may be their own demise. The solar flare may indeed put an end to lower vibration and resurrect and put a focus and a redirection to focus on the spiritual development. And this is what is going on. This is why movies such as Chronicle have come out showing a brother able to fly. You know, of course, we've seen that in the movie Hancock with Will Smith. Right? These stories are told over and over again. And they have to put you in a scenario because it's really talking about you. No matter how many times they try to kill off the characters, like they did in Chronicles, but they couldn't kill off Will Smith because he plays the star. Even in his movie, I Am Legend, he survived till the end, and you still don't know what actually took place between him and the zombie-like creature, or his man-made, or the man-made mankind. Okay? So, these solar flares are unleashing ever higher frequencies, and there's no way to look at what's happening. These higher frequencies affect and raise the vibration of all that is encountered. This is why they're trying their little feeble attempts by putting up the chemtrails in which that is laced with the major ingredient of aluminum. So aluminum is a reflective agent. They're trying to stop these ultraviolet light frequencies coming in to make your melanin a superconductor, transforming you into a Shazam or a Superman. All right, or a Wonder Woman. Or superwoman. Right? In other words, a god, a god. And we're talking about this gender thing that we're talking about is we really talking about to a singular aspect. Okay? So these will affect and raise the vibration. All right, those who have melanin. And the earth frequency increases and can become uncomfortable even for those who have prepared for some time as we vibrate at an ever increasing rate in into realms, which is the 50th. And this is what we was talking about. We was talking about, that the third dimension is based on length, width, and height. The fourth dimension is based on depth and width, time and space. The fifth dimension is based on energy, light, photonic rays, in other words, Ra. So this is also the return of Heru, it's the return of Ra, which is known as Ur-Ra, which is Allah, And therefore, this is also another reason why Islam is on the rise because of the usage of the name of Allah, which is actually Ur-Ra, right? And not Islam in the sense of the traditions of Arabs. I'm not talking about that. We're talking about consciousness, all right? We're talking about African religion, in particular, this African religion in which that comes from out of the Egyptian or Giza plateau area, in which that spread throughout the world, okay? Because the ancient mystery school spread throughout the world. The temple, the information that was in the temple of Karnak, the temple of Luxor, Waset, that information spread throughout the world. All right, the Dogons had that information. The Olmecs had that information. They were the builders of the pyramids throughout the world. regardless if they was made with blocks of stones of granite and lime, or they was made with known as mounds made of dirt and gravel, of sand, of crystals. It doesn't matter. They made these particular pyramids or mirrors and tekkens for energy vibration. Matter of fact, it is stated that the pyramids would begin to resonate with an ohm sound. Well, the mounds or pressure points, as well as also this one node and meridian line, ley line, energy grid lines of the planet Earth, as well as all the pyramids in which that correlates to as above, which are the particular structures in the sky known as constellations and zodiac, in which that they brought heaven to Earth. This is what the ancients were doing. So if you go to Cambodia, you will have Angkor Wat. In Angkor Wat, right, and the word Cambodia is short for Cam and Ptah. It was followers from out of Kemet, or Kamau, they were Kamau people, and they were followers of Ptah, which became the word Buddha, all right? And in Inca or Angkor Wat, there is known as 50 cities, in which that there are many structures, in which that in Cambodia, that particular area of Angkor Wat is set up after the constellation Draco. The Giza Pyramid area is set up of the Orion Sirius constellation. All right? Even the Serpent Mound in Ohio is set up after Hydra, even though it is speculated that it was after another serpent. All right? So these are the various things in which that is taking place in the structures in which that we met in order to help tap us back into this unification and the science of higher vibration. All right? So we have to document this information. All right? We recommend that you get a diary and you start writing down these earth changes or these transformations or mutations which are taking place for things. We spoke about the fact that some of us will go through various things, all right? So in order to counteract those various things, you have to take alkaline water and various, which is called alkaline or electrical plant food, all right? Being that a lot of this energy is going to come into your melanin, the herb in which that helps with that is alfalfa and spirulina and corolla and wheatgrass. In other words, foods in which that has high amounts of chlorophyll, because there's only one difference between your melanin and the chlorophyll in plants. It's a magnesium molecule. That's it. Other than that, it's identical. And we spoke about this before, that even if you look at a baby's bottle, when they are born, you can see a green area on them in which that is tinted green. And that area is near the Kundalini energy, in which that the whole body at one time was that tint. There are Ethiopians to this day who actually still have a greenish tint, which symbolizes that the magnesium molecule is activated in there. In their blood instead of the iron. The iron has given us a rough color, making us more reddish or brown in complexion. All right? Iron is a electromagnetic conductor. So when you put these things together, but iron, in order for it to stay at its pristine state, must have alkaline water. It cannot be acidic. If it's acidic, it will rust. In other words, deteriorate. This is what is going on. All right? Now, these, being that your hair follicles is in the shape of a 9 and 8, which is based on the shin, which is fourth dimensional beings, and you being held down by third dimensional beings, because, like I said, if you look at the old TV, they had rabbit ears and antennas. Rabbit has fur. The European or Albion has fur. They have straight hair. Now, if you have circular hair, you know, or curly hair, or wavy hair, or kingly, or kinky, or nappy hair, as they refer to it as, you are eighth or ninth Etherian being. And you are a fourth dimensional being. And so you being trapped by a third dimensional being who's trying to hold you down from graduating to the fifth dimension, which is based on light, because they can't go into the fifth dimension because they haven't made the transformation into a fourth dimensional being. The only way they can do that is by learning the science of cloning, artificial insemination, DNA altering drugs, and tapping into the spinal column, what is called stem cells, or tapping into, like we said, test tube, or simply have two mixed back in with us to become fourth dimensional beings. That's the only way they can make the transition. Otherwise, many will be wiped off. According to Elijah Muhammad and Nobu Drali, a portion will be saved. Elijah Muhammad stated that there will be some who will survive based on these natural selection. It has nothing to do with me. I'm simply telling you a fact. This has nothing to do with racism. It has to do with facts. Don't believe me? Go and do your research. Check it out. Now, real simple. Nobu Drali said that he would leave about 8% of death. And obviously, they would be the ones who dark hair and dark eyes, who have olive complexion, who can take the rays of the sun, who can tan. But on their driver's license, it might say that they are white. You got to understand that white and black are actually fiction. We're not talking about the fiction, political fiction, that's based on racism. As Dr. York used to say, no one brings the race in racism. But that's not what we're referring to here. Okay? So, as we move into the fifth dimension, everything will be based on light or energy. We'll be able to see each other's auric fields and know the company that we are in and know when we need to leave each other alone or when we can uplift each other or when a person needs healing. You'll be able to feel it as well as see. Out-of-body experiences become more common. Biolocation will be more possible. Transforming your body into a macabre. As you enter into your immortal body, which is resonating at the throat chakra, the third eye, as well as also at the crown. And transforming your body into a tetrahedron or some type of geometrical shape in which that can transport you from here to other realms, density levels, dimensions, cosmic zones, planets, where there's life, and communicating and talking with various ancestors on those planes. What is also tapping into the ancestors who are here or have been here with you in the ionosphere, which sits about 62 miles to 3,000 miles up into the sky. And this is where the ancestors go to. They will be able to go into higher dimensions and escape Earth velocity, which is at 7 Earth. As the human or human resonance of the planet raised from 7.83 Hertz and the magnetic field becomes stronger, we will reach, I think, above 14 Hertz is when the Earth Schumann resonance, and we will reach a point of this energy It has been documented that the Earth's magnetic field is becoming stronger instead of weaker. It was once postulated that the Earth's magnetic field was becoming weaker, and it might lower itself for a time period in order to come back on stronger than ever. This is what's been speculated. But during that time, or during that process of the Earth reaching 14 Hertz and supposedly the magnetic field reaching zero, we were going to what's called zero point, according to physicist Greg Brady. But currently, they're finding water, atmosphere, or more on the moon. The atmospheres are changing. So their feeble attempt is to keep the atmosphere from changing, because they told you that the Earth was, ozone layer was destroyed because of monofluorocarbon, which that came from out of aerosol cans. When you was walking around in the 70s with Afro Sheen, and that these supposed monofluorocarbon is what went up into the atmosphere and depleted. No, you are the sun people. And and based on the law of attraction, you attract the solar winds, on which that was what destroyed the ozone layer. These solar winds destroy the ozone layer. These same winds in which that is happening now for solar paths are called corona mass ejection, or sunspots, or solar flare. This is what is destroying the ozone layer, on which that is leaving you with no covering, because that covering was put there artificially by us for only a 6,000-year period. And we are now depleted it based on a graduation period in which it is taking place on the planet. All right, this is what is going on. So you have to understand what is taking place right now. All right? Now, when we talk about transforming your body into a macabre, you will be able to do that. And you are able to do that now. But you will be able to do it at a higher frequency or dimensional level, which is based on the fifth dimension and higher, in which that through a technique known as the 17th breath or 24th breath or 28th breath technique, in which that you can learn under the flower of life, in which that I'm part of the order of Melchizedek, up under the Kabbalah of Melchizedek, in which that I was given those keys back in 2002, 10 years ago. So you can actually do this. My friend, we actually did this back in 2002. And we was looking at each other grinning, because we actually was hearing the humming noise as our bodies, our auras were being transformed and spread out. You know, and it says that it spread out 55 feet. And two people can actually take 144,000 people with them. Right, this is according to that information. And how you increase that is by absorbing cosmic kundalini energy and drawing up earth kundalini energy, what is known as your pranic tube or your prana tube, in which that runs parallel to your to your spinal column. But it does not bend. And you are able to draw energy up and in and down. And you're able to meet at the heart, meet at the throat chakra, meet at the third eye, meet at the crown, in order to create four, fifth, sixth, seventh, and higher dimensions based on how many organs you have. Because you are now being endowed through our genetics, our DNA, have more organs or more endocrine glands, which is now moved from 7 churches to 9 churches and eventually 12 churches and one extra outside, which gives us 13, which is known as the 12 is known as the star body. Look this information up. This is why in the Holy Bible it tells you in the book of Revelation that it moves that in the Revelation 1st chapter it says that there was seven stars in the Son of Man's right hand. By the time you get to Revelation, the 12th chapter, it says there were 12 stars above the head as a crown above the woman's head. So the woman symbolizes the red dragon, the kundalini energy, in which that raises up in order to activate those 12 chakras. we call it to the coming back online, instead of two strands of DNA, you begin to have 12 strands of DNA, because the 10 strands, which is called your junk DNA, which is now known as non-coding, will become active once again. And they will, and those message codes will come together. So instead of two, you have 12 pairs, 12 DNA strands. And that's physical. And you have 12 ethereal. So hence 24. And the 12th pair of cranial nerves in your brain would become fully active. The last three pairs of cranial nerves in your brain, when it becomes active, you go above the zodiac and the influence of karma, which is known as the will of law or the will of destiny. You will no longer be hindered by karma. Your karma will be cleansed. This is what is meant by you will become white as snow, because your soul will be cleansed at the level. All right? So you will be breathing through your pranic tube. So as you actually, at one time, what people don't realize is that your pineal gland set further up on top of the head. And if you ever look at the ancient Egyptians, they depict a pine cone at the top of the head. That was symbolic of the pineal gland, which is reminiscent of a pine cone. There's 144,000 sand-like magnetic particle crystals, which is known as the crystal city. When the kundalini energy comes up, it crystallizes those crystals, which is 144,000, to make them one diamond cluster, in which that at that point DMT will be able to be produced via your brain. Not just that when you were born or when you die, but while you are living. And that DMT, dimethyl dimethylphenidate, that will be able to make you do these things in which that you've only dreamt of. All right? There's certain plant foods that you can take right now. One is marijuana, which has a large abundance of THC in it. But we're not talking about the ones in which that comes from the ponic, the water ponic system, which is one gigantic bud, which has been altered by, you know, through manufacturing and through chemical process. You're talking about that real cheap, all right, that lambskin. All right, this is what we're talking about. And there's another plant from out of Africa and West Africa that's called Tabernacle Yabuga plant, which is 70 times more potent, all right, than marijuana, which that produces DMT. As well as also the shrooms or the mushroom, in which that grows within the dung of cows or cattle, in which that is red and white, which also produces DMT. These particular herbs will help you get to those levels, all right? Because THC is carbon. C part is carbon, in which that taps into your melanin. Your melanin is mostly carbon. All right? You are a carbon being. Those who lack melanin or sufficient amount of melanin are called carbon-based beings. All right? So you have to understand that these are herbs. We're not looking at this from the European standpoint of legal and illegal, because they make anything illegal that they choose to, so they can market it when the time is right, so you can purchase it through them. We're talking about particularly what is lawful, because anything produced by nature is lawful, period. And it's part of your unalienable rights, period. Your unalienable rights. This is the reason why for the Moorish information is so, in order to tap you back into your indigenous shit, your birthright, your heritage. That's the purpose for that. So you can learn the science of law and protect yourself, your property, and your assets. Now, other herbs, being that this energy is going to come down into the crown, you have to know, well, what, you know, helps with the brain. Well, there's three herbs in particular. Guaracola, ginkgo biloba, ginseng. Those are called the triple G's, in which that helps with the manufacturing of DMT, as well as also the enhancement of the absorption of these electromagnetic or photon energy or rays or frequencies as they come in through your via your antennas, which is your hair follicles. Your seventh, eighth, ninth Easterns, as we refer to as. Okay? So this is science, all right? Now, you're talking about using these herbs as teas. Alkaline teas, water, in which that's one of the ways to get into your system. All right, it's quicker than eating, and it's quicker than smoking, in a sense, because you all know, you know, in a sense of, as on, you know, smoke goes into the lungs, but when it goes into the stomach cavity, the water itself becomes part of the whole cellular structure because the cells have to bathe in the electrolytes and the enzymes as it extracts the energy from the water. So, but it's going to be alkaline, so it's energetic, it's electrical. And it has magnetic properties to it. You have to understand what is going on here, right? So these are the best ways in order to do what needs to be done. All right? Now, we're going to come on back after the break. We're going to see if there's any questions. All right. See what we have here in order to help set the mood.
Yeah. Up. Yeah. Up. Tempo 2. Up. Up. Guidance. Up. BK. Up. Tempo 2. Up. Up. Show us the way like Martin E. Ford for civil rights. Defeat the children, you need more than rights. That's why we roll the dice, gamble like snake eyes. You got to pay the price, now you got to waive your rights. For all your wrongdoing, surprise the devil's gift. Now who is Esau, Edomites, devilish? Digital terrorists running through your Merrill Lynch. You know the origin, lords of sin. Yeah, from Brooklyn to the Vatican, marching on Washington. It's black power to the fifth power. You know the final hour, book for Jasper. The path of righteousness is what I'm after. I see the future through the wine bottle. When evil swallows your pride, demonically you follow. But that's your subconscious light through your pineal gland. A thinking process, achieve it, then you see the land. Show us the way to build like Hiram Abel. The temples of Solomon, carpenters follow the left. Jerusalem, baby, now enter, come with your gifts. Show us the way like Huey when he moved with the Panthers. The 12-step program pamphlet come with the answers. Let us the promised land go to war against it. Read about duality, reality, you follow me. Pharisees and famine, the devil's apology. The code of geology is written on the Bible sheets. Show us the way like Obama when he won the election. You know we strive for perfection. The hierarchy is Marley and Garvey. I'm Garley, tribe of Benjamin beside me. Now guide me, Trinity rap. Show us the way, follow the map. It's the Almanac Maccabees. The Star of David on my dungarees. I spit degrees about some prophecies. Inhale, OG Kush, and drink berry. Toast up in the name of Joseph and Mary. God forgive, I live amongst the rebels and the outlaws. Niggas and the carnivores, show you the revolving doors. Slave blood, chicken George, call me out of telly. The grateful dead buried in them holy cemeteries. Some snakes in the garden, better cut your grass quick. It's the nature in man for him to access. Show us the way like Moses when he came with the tablets. Show us the way to speak the language Hebrew and Latin. Show us the way to make the clothing using the fabric. Show us the way, somewhere to stray. So let us pray for a better day. Show us the way, somewhere to stray. So let us pray for a better day.
Right, all right. Now, let's go to the lines and see if there's any questions. What's going on here? Area code 469. You're on the line. 469. Peace.
Hello?
Yeah, peace, peace.
How you doing, Dr. Eileen?
All right. How you doing, God?
I'm doing well. This is Demetrius from Dallas.
Yes, peace.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I was listening to Brother Asir, Super Haven Radio last night, and
uh-huh.
he was talking about a new planet that they discovered called Tai Chi.
Right.
And I hadn't even heard of it yet, and I went on the internet, and I found out that there was about like five or six new planets, and they fighting over whether it's a new sun or not, you know?
Right, exactly. They found over six objects in the sky actually near this particular solar system. In which that this is why they actually, I don't know if you heard, but this is why about 3-4 years ago they removed Pluto as a planet.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and they made it a planetoid or just simply a comet. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So I mean, they did that, you know, like about 3-4 years ago.
And the weird thing about these planets is they don't found moons around them too.
Yeah, exactly. Matter of fact, the Earth has more moons than what has been speculated. Matter of fact, the Earth has up to 8 moons.
Oh.
There's a lot of things that they're just finding out. You know what I'm saying? They're just finding these things out. So the Earth has actually like 8 satellites. The largest one is the one in which that is the closest to us, which is about, which is some odd thousands of miles away from us right now. But, you know, that's the closest one, you know, or the largest one that we can see. But there are at least 8 more in which that they have found recently. You can look that up, too. And they also removed Pluto as a planet, but they made Chiron, which they found back in 1977,
mm-hmm.
which they have made that now a planet. And Chiron means wounded healer. And the planet in which that has the major influence over it, or the constellation, I say, or zodiac that has the major influence over that planet, Chiron, is the serpent wrestler, which is Officius, which is Imhotep. So here you have Imhotep, who's the father of medicine, and the planet of influence is called the wounded healer, Chiron. That's no coincidence. And these are the planet and the zodiac sign in which that is moving into play right now. Matter of fact, it is situated, like I said, Officius is situated between Scorpio and Sagittarius. Sagittarius symbolizes the lower hips, thigh area, smaller the back, and Scorpio symbolizes the genitalia. But in between that area, in the sacral bone area, is the serpentine fire, known as the Kundalini, in which that Officius symbolizes that awakening. Okay?
It's amazing. The A.E. Powell's book that talk about the different chains and cycles, you know.
Right.
What's it called? You said it was like over 70 planets in the solar system.
Yeah.
You know, 7 bodies, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I was talking to a sister last night, and she said, where are all this stuff coming from? I said, it's been there the whole time. You're just speeding up enough to catch it. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
And,
our eye is opening, so we're now able to see and pierce the veils of the illusions, you know, in other words, to break beyond the matrix and see more than what is, because there's more within us in which it is being activated. That's the reason why. That's the reason for tonight's show.
I'm going to get off the phone in a minute, but one more thing I want to mention. It's an outright attack on the Moors. You know, I drive trucks, and right now I'm in Little Rock, and last time I was up here last Sunday, they had arrested a Moor over here after, you know, coming, you know, a traffic stop or whatever. They never said what he did, but they said that, now, this is ironic, because his wife came out to support him, and they end up tasering him and locking her up, too, but they never did stress why they locked him up, you know, and the guy, the black guy who they had commentating on the news was saying that, now, he was saying he had Moorish nationality, you know, but they never said why he got arrested, you know what I'm saying? So,
well, I mean, come on. I mean, we're coming back not into just our DNA awakening, but we're coming back into our birthright, in which that we know that we are original inhabitants of this landmass. You know, do you think that the constituents of the elite, the Illuminati, you know, said Illuminati, you know, even though I'm like Tupac, kill Illuminati, you know, do you think that they want this awakening to take place? Of course not. So they have their goon squad out there, known as the police, who's a policy enforcers, in which they don't know the Constitution, but yet they take their oath to it. And what happens is that we whip their asses in court. So, I mean, they might have been outside as far as taking us to jail, but when it comes to court time, the cases are dismissed or disposed of. So for those who are looking from the outside, you might say what you said, in which that, oh, man, the Moor got arrested and blah, blah, blah. But when it comes to court time, that shit get dismissed. And I know because we already had, like, about 25 different cases dismissed. So I can speak from experience. And plus, we have lawsuits against the police officers for violations of rights and deprivation of rights, in which that is in the United States Supreme Court in Washington, D.C. Not federal court, United States Supreme Court, the highest court in the land, Article III court. So, you know, this is where we have our lawsuits at. So anyone who wants to keep playing games, you know, and, you know, straddling the fence, then be my guest. You know what I'm saying? But you know, when it comes to this information, you want your nationality. You want you know, to be able to protect your property and assets and be the secure party creditor. There is no out of the so-called system because they still have your birth certificate. And they still trade you, you know, your name spelled in all caps on the stock market as a commodity. You will work your according to the IRC, which is the Internal Revenue Code. Each child is worth about $650,000 to $1.6 million upon delivery when the mother becomes the informant on that birth certificate. And she makes that child award to the state. All right? So that child is weighed in gold. Gold is about what? $1,700 an ounce.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So, you're talking about that child is worth over $1 million at birth. And then as the child becomes 18, that bond matures, which is called that birth certificate. So if you don't know, you know, how deep this rabbit hole goes, really? You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to be listening to you. You know what I'm saying? Because right now I'm trying to become like Neo. Fuck the bullshit.
You ain't going to lie. Yeah, they don't. People just need to think about one thing when they talk. You keep, like, usually, like, the so-called Zimmerman crap going on in Florida, anytime I ever heard of anybody killing somebody with self-defense, they take both of y'all downtown. They take the person that did it because they want to break bread off of him, too. You know, it's never about, you know, oh, he's justified. You know, we're just going to not lock him up. This is a major ritual, you know.
Yeah, of course. Well, I mean, his father is a former Supreme Court judge. His mother is a Superior Court clerk, and you really think that he was going to be, and he's a Hispanic, but he has a Jewish name.
Ironically, huh?
I mean, come on. Let's
that's the whole Spaniard Moorish thing tie-in, the Sephardic type. You know what I'm saying?
Well, the Caucasian, you know what I'm saying? The Khazar, as we refer to them as.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so, you know, yeah, if there was a Sephardic, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, you're right. That's the way that he looks, Sephardic, because he is Spanish or Hispanic with a Jewish name. However, the way in which that they are playing it off is as if he's an Ashkenazi or
you know, or that type of Jew, a covert or a convert, okay? But let me get on to the next callers here.
Appreciate it, brother.
Good. All right, we got area code 212, area code, you're on the line. Peace. 212?
Hello?
Code. Yes, peace.
Hello?
Greetings, peace.
Oh, yes. Dr. Eileen Bates, Chief Crowder here in Philadelphia, man. I took your Reiki class last year.
All right. Appreciate that, bro. How you doing?
Yeah, you know, we had a couple of conversations, man. I was willing to give a call in today. My question's a little off topic, but you kind of touch on everything. I mean, nothing's really off topic when you're talking metaphysics here.
Right.
So, really, my question to you was really around it. First of all, I listened to all your shows. You know, obviously we've had some conversations. I would listen to all your shows. I go back and listen to them all. But you talk a lot about the discharging debt and the document process that you got to go through with the name changing, all the forms you have to fill out, you know, that you know, the affidavit claim of lien. And what I was wondering was if there was, like, a specific place, book, website where you can go and get all that information instead of just having to go through and listen to all kind of like all your prior shows and getting that information in terms of how to do that. Because if it's not, then I kind of want to, you know, get that information from you and then document it and put it somewhere, because I know a lot of people need that information and want that information.
Right. Well, it used to be a good place, but they actually shut it down. Now it was called FAM, www.famguardian.org. It's no longer up. Right, it's no longer up.
It's no longer there?
Right, it's no longer there, but you can go to www.2015.com or .org.
2015.org.
I think it's .org, but either .com, you can put them both in order to see what pulls up.
Okay.
That's a website that you can go to and check out information.
That's 2015.org then, right?
Right, and you can also go to our website, cultural-freedom.com, or cultural-freedom.com.
Right.
We go through our services, and we list all of the forms right there. And then what you can do is just put the forms into the engine search of Google and see what comes up and do your research.
Okay. Because, yeah, I mean, I was, that's something I always wanted to kind of really seriously look into, because I got, you know, some assets I want to kind of get under. And another question around that is, now, to go from, like, your American name with the birth certificate and all that stuff to moving into, that's obviously got the bonds and everything associated with that, to moving into the, you know, really, if you're going to change your indigenous application to like becoming a more. How long is that process, and is there a cost associated with that?
Immediately, as soon as you get it sealed and signed, it's done, period.
Excuse me?
Let me explain. All right. Normally, they would tell you to go to through the court system, in which that deals with your name change, in which that a judge has to decide over if you have the ability in order to get your name changed or not. We bypass that whole thing. We do a common law name correction, which that we take to the civil filing section of the Clerk of Superior Court, and we file it right there with them, and they'll stamp it, seal it, and, you know, after we get it notarized and after we get it and after we sign it and have two witnesses sign it, I mean, it's done right there. So as soon as we get it in our hands, we don't have to post it up on no bulletin board. We don't have to put it in no newspaper and do all those things, in which that is outside of common law. You have the right according to common law name, as well as also to the name. Whenever you look up the name or appellation, you have the right to change your name at any given time in which that you choose to. That is your constitutional right. And a judge simply gets in the way of that process. He is attempting to impede the process. And being that he took his oath to the Constitution, that's a violation. So actually, that's treason.
Okay. So in essence, really, once you do the name change, does that officially? Obviously, I want to look into the more thing a little more and be, you know, obviously become a more.
The name change, like I said, is done right there. So as soon as you get the paper
right,
back from the court.
Does that make you, now that's what he's done right there, but is that all you have to do? Is there anything else you have to do to?
Yeah, well, like I said, go to my website and go to our services and you see the documentation and which that you will need in order to do that.
Right. Well, I'm going to call anyway.
Affidavit of nationality, affidavit of citizenship, affidavit of revoking power of attorney, a denial of corporate status, all right? Affidavit of facts, all right? And affidavit of non-taxpayer status, and affidavit of common law name correction. So those are the documents which that you need in order to complete the process, and you can take it either to the clerk of the civil filing section of the courthouse, to the clerk of Superior Court, or either you go to the Register of Deeds and get them recorded there under the miscellaneous in the real estate section.
Right. And then,
right?
And so
I would tell you exactly how to do it. Many won't tell you exactly how to do it. And no, if I have to do the paperwork for a person, no, it's not free.
Right.
Those who want the paperwork free, you can go to RV Bay, www.rvbaypublications.com, in which that is Sister Ross Mariah Bay and Brother Taj Tyreek Bay website, in which that they have documentation from off there, in which that some assume to be free, but I'm sure that they have to pay for the ink. I'm sure they had to pay for the cartridge. I'm sure they had to pay for the printer. And they had to pay for the computer to be hooked up to that computer and printer. You know what I'm saying? And so none of that shit was free. So, so we live in a lot of Moors or Moors come into this movement, you know what I'm saying, who claim to be Moors, actually they are delusional. So I'm simply telling you, brother, don't become delusional, all right? If you have want services rendered from someone, then there has to be an equal trade within law. And I'm talking about law of the universe, based on the laws of Mayat and based on the laws of Tahuti. It's a give and take.
Right.
All right? So these are the things in which that people have to understand. You know what I'm saying? There's nothing free. Everything comes with a price.
Oh, of course.
Right? Life itself, according to the scriptures, came with a price. So that's why the scriptures say, do you not know that your body is the temple of God, and that ye God, and that ye are God, you know, and that that you was bought at a price, so therefore glorify God in your body.
Right.
So what was the price in which that of this body? It's talking about the price of this body being formed by the elements, from hydrogen, from oxygen, from carbon, or from these elements in which they formed these. Six particular elements in which they form the physical body into existence. And in particular, the carbon element, which is the sixth element on the periodical chart, hence the carbon atom, or atom cadmium.
I know that was the crux of the conversation we get to talk about today. I don't want to hold it in line up. I know you got a show. But the one thing I did want to mention to you is I did catch, I'm here in Philly, Philadelphia, and Natural Tahuti is going to be over at Black and Noble. I think it's this Saturday at 6 p.m.
All right.
So I did check out the show the week before last, where you had him on.
Right.
And, he was going way in, deep into the rabbit hole on the Mother God, Mother Goddess, and understanding that feminine principle and the origin of things. Metaphysically, when it comes to that, and that's the stuff that opens people's eyes up. That was a heavy show,
Oh yeah, no doubt about it.
So I'm going to see him on Saturday, right here, and I go down there anyway. Buy a lot of books down there. I know Hakeem who owns it, so I go down there anyway. But listen, I was telling you, I know we had a conversation about a year and a half ago, maybe 2 years ago, and I was talking to you about bringing you to Philly. And that's where I wanted to bring you. Now, obviously, I've been busy. Some things have been going on. But, if you're open, we can wrap about getting you up here as well.
Oh, yeah. I'm definitely open. Yeah, do that. I'm ready to come to Philly.
Yeah. Because, I talked to him about, trying to set something up. I'm going to be in touch with you. Now, I got your contact anyway, but it's on the website, I'm sure, too.
Right. Just give me a call.
Okay. All right, my man. Thank you.
All right. All right. Peace.
All right. Peace.
All right. Area code 512. Area code 512. You on the line.
Peace, God.
Peace, God. What's up with you?
Yo, just chilling, listening to the show. I had something to tell you. I have awoken the seventh chakra.
Right.
And I've become the avatar.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Nah, but I had, well, basically, I mean, you know, I mean, everything is going good, but I was saying something like, you know, to become more, you know, electromagnetic, you know, attracting things,
mm-hmm.
you know, towards yourself. Would you have, like, maybe a mantra or something?
Right. Well, we know
that,
that the fourth dimension, right, the sounds that created or produced the universe in the creation own sound. So doing and resonating with the own sound of frequency. You know, but Om Mighty Pat Me Hum, you know, so
mm-hmm.
Om Mighty Pat Me Hum, Om Mighty Pat Me Hum, Om.
Right. The Tibetan mantra, yeah, they do that.
Right. You can do Nupuk Nu, you know, which that is ancient Egyptian, the Nupuk Ra.
What was that one?
Right. Nuk, N-U-K, Pu, P-U, Ra, R-A, or R-E, Ray.
Mekura?
Nuk, Pu, Ray, or Nukura.
Nukura, all right.
Yeah,
well,
which means I am God.
All right. I mean, I've been doing ones like that, or Om Namah Shivaya. I've been working, you know, I mean, of course, with the jewel and the lotus, but I've been working with the surrender.
Mm-hmm.
And what would you say between like the path of surrender or will, you know, I mean, like Aleister Crowley, you know, he had like, you know, he was saying everything with, you know, will. I'm sure a lot of you know, other occultists had one like that too. Would you say surrender or will?
All right. Well, it depends, because in order to surrender, you have to be able to wield it. And wield is stems from within your physical body, from the pancreas, which is your solar plexus.
Right.
So if you have a strong solar plexus, then that's where will is established from. Now, your heart, which sits right above the solar plexus, is normally called the place of surrender. All right, when your heart surrenders, you know what I'm saying? And surrendering
right.
Do not mean surrender in the sense of what we think that it means. It means to submit to the higher self or to surrender to the higher self as the energies or vibration move from the four lower devils, all right, into the higher self, which is the three higher chakras, which is known from so it moves from the lower bodies, which is known as the four devils, which is also referred to as the mortal body, because these mortal bodies die, these chakras die along with the physical body, and the energy moves up above the heart chakra into the three higher, known as the Holy Trinity, known as the immortal body. So as it makes that transition from surrender from out of that area, you go into becoming immortal. All right. When you read the story of the eight immortals from the Orient, from out of China, study the lives of the eight Taoists very well.
Like Lao Tzu and...
Right, the eight immortals. Study them very well, because there's keys in there in which that, such as Qigong and Tai Chi, such as certain philosophies in which that it taps into from the poetry, from the particular stories in which that is folded around, in which that are keys to how to become immortal. And we're talking about immortal, we're talking about being able to have consciousness outside of the physical body. That's immortality.
Oh.
And you can't reach that, right, that's a form of immortality. That's the form in which that most speaks about.
Now, we some speak about the fact that we will be able to become immortal in body, which that is coming also. But that is something that has to be worked on based on mastering the principles of food, the principles of water, the principles of breath, and the principles of thought.
Right, prana.
Right? Right. Anytime that either of those four are out of cycle with each other, it's like a spoke on a wheel, you'll bust your ass.
Okay.
Okay? So,
all right, I just have one more question, if that's cool.
Right.
Okay, well, basically, you know, I do a really good job, you know. I mean, my ideas come to me, you know, like that. You know, I'm ready to get stuff done. But there's a lot of people that, I don't know if they're psychic vampires, but just, like, if they infiltrate with my idea or just people that, like, doubt. And sometimes it takes, like, my confidence from, you know, where it was, you know, because, I mean, I have all these ideas, you know, I want to bring to the world, and they're big ideas, but some of them just, when somebody, like, doubts, or sometimes it, like, shrinks my idea, you see what I'm saying?
Right, well, of course, there's psychic vampires, and any time that you come into this information and you begin, start practicing and doing your meditations, you are a neophyte, and, these psychic vampires would love to absorb energy from a neophyte because they're young in the game and they're just coming into the information and they have a lot of enthusiasm and a lot of energy. So they will suck the energy from you based on it. But you can't allow them to do it. So like we just finished talking about the science of will, then you will build up your willpower and stop the process. Stop that from happening. You will shield yourself with gold light. You will be reverse or reflect those energies with bright light. Okay?
And that can be as easy as visualization.
Right. Simply picking up your vibration. When you use gold light, that quality of light is so high that it runs away negative energy. And also, in the process of running away negative energy, it produces a healing effect within you also at the same time, from the spiritual all the way to the physical.
All right, because I mean, this has definitely been working. Like, I feel definitely evolving, but all these other people are like,
right.
I feel like they're slowing me down. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah. That, I mean, that's what happens. You know, I get away from these people. These are leeches. You know what I'm saying? These zombies.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
These, you are going to the fifth dimension, and you have these zombies around.
Right. Exactly. Last thing, I was just wondering, could you play my Limitless Joy at the end? I'm trying to get some. You know, some airplay.
All right, yeah, we're gonna definitely try to work that out.
All right, I appreciate that, Gus.
All right, peace.
Peace.
All right, area code 340, you're on the line. 340. Peace. Area code 340.
Hello, can you hear me?
We can.
Oh, okay, good. I had a question. Good evening,
yes,
everybody. I had a How you doing?
Right.
That's good. I had a question now. I noticed, you know, you were talking about the different energies that's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been, now, everybody else, I know everybody else has experienced different, but I've been saying that, like, lately I've been feeling anxious. I don't know if anybody else, very anxious. It's like trying to control, you know what I'm saying? Just feel,
yeah,
kind
but that's
of, normal.
That's one of the ascension or Kundalini symptom.
Okay.
Right.
And even
anxiety, being anxious, being impatient, you know, is because there's a lot of energy in which that is being stored up within your body, in particular in the lower dantian, and that energy isn't being circulated throughout your body. So mastering that energy would come through a microcosmic and a macrocosmic orbit, and for the woman, you will have to raise the energy up the front of the body along with what's called the conceptional and the governing vessel, and then down the spinal column and down the back to the G-spot or the perineum area in between the anus and in between the vaginal canal and up the front again, and you will have to circulate that energy once you absorb that energy into your lower dantian, which is your navel chakra, about an inch or two right below or inside of your navel chakra. Okay, so that's what you have to do, and that will stop the anxiety from taking place, is through the circulation of that energy.
Okay, now I looked on your website. Maybe I didn't look too good, but do you have any videos that teaches you how to do? Because I'm not expert, so you know
right.
How to.
Yes,
how to
we have videos for that. A matter of fact,
okay.
We have the goddess. Is actually by my Shindel brother, Kayel Lovell, in which that he did a videotape on that. You can actually call me, and that's at 252-257-3588. That's 252-257-3588. And you can get that to you. I think it's $10.
Okay, here, let me grab, because I grabbed my pen late.
252-257-3588.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Oh, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Yeah, because I mean, thank you so much. You have a peaceful night.
You too.
Okay, thanks.
All right, area code 913. Area code 913, you on the line.
Peace.
Peace.
Peace, how you doing?
All right, doing
that's
well. How
I
are
got
you?
All right, this is Zach Ra. I've been listening to you for a while, man. You're deep. Man, I wanted to know if you knew anything about the African origins of the Ouija board.
Oh, yeah. Well, that is connected to the Ifa system, the Khan, from out of West Africa, which that also came from the runes, in which that the runes actually was black casting, in which that you will find within the Bible, with the centurions doing it in front of Jesus, which became the diocese, as well as also prior to that, you had that within ancient Egypt, as well as also within the various systems of the African religion. So, yes, definitely Africa is the origin of divination.
Divination.
Huh.
Mm-hmm. Now, can you communicate with spirits or the ancestors? I know some brothers channel.
Right.
I was wondering if you
can
do that with that.
Spirits, or what is also referred to as familiars. These are sometimes spirits in which that will act as if they are your ancestors. Now, what you have to do in order to make sure that you're not talking to a familiar and that you will bypass a negative entity and to know what you are actually dealing with, you will want to guard yourself in gold light and say an affirmation or prayer prior to even dealing with it so that it can make your reading the most accurate. And that's with tarot cards, that's with throwing up the dice, that's working with coconut shells, that's with any type of divination system. Okay?
All right. Well, thank you very much.
All right.
Peace.
All right. Area code 919. Area code 919.
Peace, God.
Peace, God. What's up with you?
And then I was just listening to you. I had a question about I was just listening because I remember you said something about the coconuts, and I was watching a movie at my cousin's house not too long ago, and the next day air movie, and like everybody got shot in the end of the movie, and then the girlfriend came in for the Puerto Rican kid, and she did like a ritual with some coconuts, some candles and stuff, and he lived and stuff. I was like, wow, that's why she did that. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Exactly.
And I was just, okay. But I just had a question about, I had talked to you a while back.
Yeah, well, let me explain the signs of the coconut. Being that it's white inside, it symbolizes tapping into a batala, which that symbolizes the same name which that we use within Islam as a law, or Ura from out of the ancient Kemetic teachings, in which that symbolizes the crown chakra, in which that has its ties to Ori, as well as Olodumare,
okay.
Which that symbolizes the universal principle of God. All right? God is personified within your physical body, and that is Obatala. And so whenever you deal with white things such as coconut or white linen or white cloth, these are all things that is his color.
Oh, okay. Okay.
All right. Right.
Okay. I had another question, though.
Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to call in because I'm going to talk to you about the store because I'm from North Carolina, Stan Raleigh. And
right.
You said that y'all was
going
to look for a store. Did y'all ever find a
right.
place or open up a new store up here yet?
No, not yet.
Not in Raleigh. Okay, okay. That's basically all I wanted to ask. See if you guys said move the store up here or
whatever. No. We need people to look. Help us look.
I'm sorry. Say it again.
We need people to help us look. We need location.
Okay, like what kind of
any type of store that's about 1,700 to 2,500 feet. In which that we don't have to lease, in which that there's a building in which that we can buy. We're trying to buy things, you know, be owners.
Kind of buy.
We're not dealing
okay.
with leasing and paying someone forever. Them days are over.
Okay.
So we want a whole building. So any building in which that is abandoned or any building in which that no one is in which that is for sale, you know what I'm saying? Look for
okay,
those next buildings around Raleigh Fort area.
Okay. Well, I keep my eye open around town and let you know as soon as I if I see something, if I come across something that I think you guys would be interested in.
All right. Appreciate that. Thank you.
Right. All right. Peace, God.
Peace, God. All right. Area code 347. That's my New York fam, 347. What's up?
Hello?
Yes, please.
Yes. I was wondering, do you need, like, a altar and all that? You already able to channel, like, spirits?
Or the house because it's a tool. These are tools. Of course, once you learn how to do it, you no longer will need it. Also, because the altar will become your mind.
Mm-hmm.
All right, you will no longer need candles because it will become your mind. You no longer need incense; it will be your mind. Remember, you are actually the embodiment of the four elements. Your body is at a constant 98.6 degree, so that's fire. You breathe, so that's ether, or air from your lungs.
Mm-hmm.
All right, you your flesh are 25% solid, apparently, and so therefore that's earth. 25% water. You know, so you are the embodiment of all four elements, which combined makes ether. So you are an ethereal being, a light. Those things are just used for time period. Okay? So, yes, in the beginning, you would need something in order to hone in on because your left hemisphere of your brain needs something tangible. The right hemisphere of the brain works off of something abstract, all right? So, but the left hemisphere of the brain needs something tangible, needs something that it can touch, taste, smell, see, and hear.
Right.
Okay? So, yes, in the beginning, you will need it. But once your hemispheres of your mind combines or synergizes, in which that what helps with that is called alternate and nostril breath technique, in which that you illuminate the brain through activation of the ida and the pingala, which are the two sacral nerves at the base of your spine. And as you alternate between the breath, in which that regulates at 4, 16, 8. So as you breathe in for a count of 4, you hold it for a count of 16, you breathe out the other nostril for a count of 8, then you reverse it, and you do 20 of them. Several times a day, and that will synergize the brain so that the brain will act as one whole instead of a person using just 10% of their brain, which that's what scientists claim that we do. The other 90% of the brain will become also activated so you can tap into higher frequencies and get better communication from the ancestors.
Can I ask you a question? Do you know what is it that a person secretes when they're in fear? Because I feel like when I'm more afraid, that's when I can feel and see things more. Like I can see like shadows and orbs.
Right.
And
well,
like
that's
when I'm extremely scared.
Traumatic or dramatic experience. So in some regards, those open portals or gateways. But you don't
mm-hmm.
want to be able to do that. You know what I'm saying? All the time. You want to be able to gain control over
yep.
it. And that technique that I just made mention of will help do so.
Right. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you so much for your time.
No, thank you, God. Peace.
All right, bye.
Bye. All right, 321. 321, area code 321, you're on the line.
How you doing, Doc?
Peace.
Peace, how you doing?
I'm doing well. What's up with you?
Good, brother, good. I have a question. You was referencing to Kabbalah,
mm-hmm.
and it's reference to Moors. Do you know, do you have any books?
Yeah, it's in A.E. Wake's book, Holy Kabbalah. Within the first 20 pages, he tells you that the Kabbalah is actually separate books, you know, coming from out of the libraries of the Moors, in which that came from Cordova into Granada, Spain, once they ruled Spain for almost 1,000 years, actually from 711 A.D. all the way to 1492.
Indeed, indeed. Definitely.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know anything like what technique like that has? I was watching one of your lectures and you was talking about releasing negative energies of other people. Do you know how to?
I didn't hear your phone was breaking up. Say that one more time. That last part.
You were talking about releasing the negative energies of other people.
Right. And what about it?
Yeah. How do you do that?
I mean, how do you remove negative energy from others?
Oh yeah, of other people and of and from yourself.
Oh okay. There's certain techniques. Spiritually, you can actually take a bath. With Epsom salt or what is called sea salt or Himalayan salt, in which that you would bathe in for at least 20 minutes and that cleanses the aura. Or you can actually take an egg or a coconut and go around the body and within 2 inches above the energy field called your etheric body within your both in your inner and outer auric field and remove the debris or bioplastic energy within that. And then you would take the egg and throw it out and break it so that the energy can, as well as also with the coconut, you can crack it or either plant those two things underground, or you can actually transfer the bioplasmic negative energy to a tree upon permission, because a tree and you have a biosymbiotic balance and influence within nature. It lets off oxygen, and you take in oxygen. You let off carbon dioxide, it takes in carbon dioxide. So you can ask for a fair exchange of negative energy to be released at the same time absorbing positive energy, which is negative ions.
Definitely, yes. Yes, sir. Thank you.
Oh, yeah, no problem. All right, we got area code 405. 405, you're on the line. 405, question? Area code 405. 405, last time. All right, we got 682, area code 682 on the line. Peace.
Yo, peace. This B forward, man.
What up?
Peace. What's good, man? I was just tuning in and shit. I just seen the little shit on Facebook and shit. So I'm looking at like, shit, like, I'm from Forward, Texas, so, you know, I'm down in the deep bottom of the in the middle of all the bullshit.
Right.
I'm trying to see where is, I mean, like, I know I'm about the, you know, the, as far as the, you know, they talking about the 2012 and the solar flares and the power grid and all that stuff and, you know, with our DNA and shit. So I'm trying to see if, as far as, like, I'm so, like, distracted by the mundane, I can't even get to the, well, I can, but, you know, so many distractions dealing with, like, everyday life, because, see, right now I'm on.
Well, the only way you can get into the higher field is through prayer and through meditation. Real simple, as the scriptures say, be still and know God. So if you're not going to be able to be still, then, you know, even if you put out a thought or a prayer, because every thought is a prayer. All right, we ain't talking about just biblical and Christian or religious, but every thought is a prayer. So if you put out a thought and you want something to happen, to manifest, then you have to be able to be still and sit down so that you can get the meditation, you know, so that you can receive the answer, you know what I'm saying, from God. So the whole science is to be still and know God. And if you can't be still, learn moving meditation techniques such as Qigong and Tai Chi so that you can begin to start channeling this energy, because you can't stay still.
Yeah, I got one more thing, because, like, I'm trying to see, I'm a Leo, I was born left-handed, and, like, I always, like, something was always telling me, like, some shit is not right on this fucking plane, like, some shit ain't right.
Right.
Like, shit, all this shit, like, it's like, you know how you got the inner self telling you, like, man, this shit, everything is fucked up, like, this shit don't supposed to be like this.
Right.
Like, and I'm like, even like one time, even when I was going to church, like, one time I had a dream about one of my church members dying, and then nobody believed me.
Right.
And, like, the shit happened, like, fucking 2 weeks later, and that shit fucked me up for like some months. This was, like, when I was a kid, though.
Right.
And I always have, like, crazy dreams, like, about stuff. And as far as the spiritual level, like, I've been keeping track of, like, lectures, like, from you, Bobby Hemmett, Phil Valentine, Jewel Pookrum, all the greats, you know.
Right.
You know. And I've been, like, as far as, like, thought patterns and stuff, I've been trying to keep everything, you know, clear, like, as far as the law of attraction, like you say. Like, keeping there, like, all my thoughts clear, make sure I stay away from the negative thoughts, because, you know, you get negative thoughts, you get negative energy.
No doubt. No doubt. That's
true. So I'm trying to see, because, you know, everybody's physiology, you know, everybody's spiritual physiology is based, pretty much based off their sign.
Right.
Well, what time you was born.
You don't know how to master that, right. You don't know how to master that. No doubt about it.
Okay,
like we were saying earlier, the last three cranial nerves in the brain, once they are illuminated, you go beyond the will of karma, what is known as the will of destiny, or what is known as the will of life, which is the zodiac. You become the combination of all the signs, no longer just one. Okay, and that's where we need to go to, becoming all of the signs. So you become the 13th zodiac sign, officials or Imhotep, as we were talking about earlier. All right, brother, let me go to the other lines. I appreciate you giving us a call, Lane. And I'm going to get to these other
all
calls
right
here. Thanks, bro.
Yeah, I don't want to take up too much time. All right, peace.
Peace. You got area code 609, area code 609. You're on the line.
Peace. Call, yeah. Always enjoy your show and lectures.
Appreciate that.
Just wanted to ask something about the whole science with the moon and the stars and stuff. When, like, we got the retrogrades going on right now, is it something that's lining itself up for the whole shift as far as what's happening in 2012, like get prepared for December 21st?
Right. Well, all of this is lining up for that. There's been a lot of miraculous things over the last year that have taken place
right
in the habit. Like, for example, Mars and Jupiter and Venus coming real close to the planet Earth, all aligning, coming together in different conjunctions. You know, I mean, so there's been different things that have taken place. You know, like a few months ago, we had Jupiter and Venus to come, become the brightest object in the night sky, which Venus actually is the brightest object, but Jupiter was right there with it, you know, in which that symbolized Jupiter during Christmas time, symbolizes the gift of benevolence, you know, bestowing of gifts. And then Venus symbolizes, love. So
right,
it symbolized that conjunction of love being a gift, which is being cast and thrown forth, you know, within this particular solar system alignment. You know, that's what's taking place. So, yeah, there's a lot of things going on. And so it's just about us being conscious of those things taking place. But like I said, we don't even have to worry about all of that because we can actually get above the zodiac by illuminating those three particular pairs of cranial nerves. Okay?
Okay.
All right. All right. Let me see here. We got some questions in the chat room. Yes, you can use sage and sweet grass in order to cleanse the aura also. As a matter of fact, you can go within the person's auric field, which is within 3 feet of the perimeter, and move the smoke up and down the body from the top down to the bottom of the feet or vice versa, in which that smoke will illuminate within there, and also that will help cleanse the auric field also. So, yes, that is absolutely correct, my lady. So, no doubt about it.
Wow.
All right, bro.
All right. Thanks a lot. Yeah. Peace.
All right, we got caller 336. 336 area code. That's the Greenville, Greensboro, excuse me, Winston-Salem area. Let's see what's going on there. Hey. Hey, 336. 336. Area code 336.
Yeah, brother. I mean, my bad, man. I had a phone on mute.
Okay.
Right here. Yeah, man, I've got a couple of questions, man.
Yeah.
Lately, I've been feeling like kind of like real frustrated, like with
right.
people and maybe you know saying ignorant things coming out of their mouth, man. Trying to figure out is that one of the symptoms of all of the you know soul activity and get the cooling. I try to meditate, you know, what I'm saying when I can. I have a little month, 1 month old son, so kind of occupying my time. But is that like some of the symptoms of that?
Yeah, well, I mean, we're talking about the ascension symptoms or Kundalini symptoms. If you look up Kundalini symptoms or the symptoms of the Kundalini, you will begin to get more answers. Like, for example, let's look at the ascension symptoms and the symptoms and how they correlate. All right, when we're talking about that, you're talking about headaches, migraines, muscle spasms, lightheadedness, dizziness, digestive problems. Heart palpitations and you know all these types of things are happening. Confusion within the mind or brain, you know, flu-like symptoms, you know, all these things, you know, energy fatigue, you know, all these things take place because the DNA is being changed. Okay, it's being changed.
Okay.
So these are things that happen as we're going through the changes. Or earth change, all right? In other words, going to a higher vibration, you start having weird, vivid dreams or, all types of things, you know.
I have been having a lot of vivid dreams, man. It seems like that I'm up. Even though I know I'm sleeping,
right.
but it feels like I'm up.
Right. Well, see, those are the negative things, and most people don't know how to correct it. Well, that's what we were talking about. You got alkaline water, those alkaline plants.
Okay. Okay. All right. I appreciate the info.
All right. Yeah, someone didn't like the information that we was dropping, so they cut us off. But fuck them. You know, this is what we do. You know, so we back on once again, technical difficulties besides for that, and we're going to go to caller 267. You're on the line. 267. All right. And let's see here. We're going to try it again. 267, you're on the line.
Peace, Dr. Eileen. All right.
How you doing? All right.
I see we going in and out here.
Oh, yeah. We're going in and out, but it doesn't matter. We're going to get it right. You know, they don't like what we're talking about because this is the pure truth.
Okay. Well, I had a couple of questions tonight, biblical questions tonight for you. Since we just passed the Easter holiday, so-called Easter holiday, I was just wondering, when we're dealing with the Exodus, is there an esoteric interpretation behind that, or would that be tying in with the actual misinterpretation of the Hyksos expulsion out of Kemet?
Okay. The Hyksos, of course, is the Habarus, which become the word Hebrews, who are actually the followers of Heru, which the word Heru means light. So they actually were the creators of what is called the Ancient Mystery School or the Herbach teaching. Of course, we know that they were became known as the Ethiopians, known as the Falashian Hebrews, as well as also they are found as the Zimba tribe within West Africa. And you know that the closest ones to them were the Sephardic Jews, in which that you know, or mostly olive-skinned, colored or dark-skinned Spaniards, in which that mixed in with the Khazars, and this is how the Khazars or the Ashkenazans come in at, you know, as far as being a convert after the burning of Jerusalem, after the burning of Jerusalem during 70 AD. So when we're talking about the expulsion of the Hyksos, we're really talking about the same people, you know, even though they were referred to as Asiatics, you know, we're talking about African people, actually, all right? But they lived in Asia. If you go back and look in your Bible, which I hate to even use it, but it is good for something, it does speak about the fact that Nimrod spread it from out of Africa as being the son of Cush. Of course, you know, Cush is located within Ethiopia and Somalia and Sudan, Egypt region today, also Kenya, Rwanda, you know, area. Where they found the oldest bones at the Dagonesh Alusi, all right, which dates back to 3 million years ago. Now, we know that Nimrod spread it out from out of Africa into Mesopotamia, which is now known as Iraq and Iran and Kuwait, you know, on out into the Orient, all right? So when we talk about Asiatics, we're talking about actually the same people, the one same family. So when we talk about the Hyksos, the invasion of the Hyksos, we're talking about the same family come in. So this is the thing that most people don't understand when it comes to reading this information.
Wow. Because I was always under the impression that the Hyksos was the so-called light-skin or European people that came in and took over Kemet.
No. They were still in a cave for 2,000 years, during the period, 2,000 years during that time period. All right? The first time that they come out the caves is actually during the explosion of the Greek civilization after we civilized them from coming out of the 2,000-year period. All right? Because they were in the cave. Out of the 6,000-year period, they was in the caves for 2,000 of those years prior to. And so for the last 4,000 years, even according to their own history, you know, that was a Greek civilization. This is why they start everything back to 4,000 years ago. Oh, Adam and Eve was 4,000 years ago, according to the Bible, because they unto the Lord is 1,000 years, you know. You know, 7,000 years ago in which that Adam and Eve supposed to came about, it wasn't until 4,000 years ago that the story of Moses and, you know, and Abraham and all of this other stuff. So, I mean, it's a way in which that it was good in order to put themselves within a historical perspective, you know, being that they didn't have a history. So that's what they utilized was our writings. The word Helios Biblios, which is Holy Bible, actually is called originally the Ra Papyrus or the Ra Papyri, which means the evolution and the rising of Ra, which actually is part of the Pehem-Heru text coming from out of ancient Egypt, known as the Coffin text, known also as the Pyramid text. Okay, these stories are nothing but summaries of our information. So, no, they didn't have anything. Remember, they can't even, they don't even know hieroglyphics to this day. All right, Champollion had to go to Ethiopia in order to get a Kushite, in order to decode a Coptic, in order to decode the tablet for him.
Okay.
All right, so
okay.
These are just simple facts.
And one other thing, since we just passed this Easter holiday, could you give like a little small brief breakdown on the true aspect of Easter?
Right. Well, we know that bunny rabbits don't lay eggs, so that's the first fallacy. Two, the Passover is talking about the sun passing over from out of winter into spring, so it symbolizes the spring equinox from out of Pisces into Aries, in which that happens to be the first sign, you know, of the zodiac. Aries is the first sign. Pisces is the last sign. So we're talking about Alpha and Omega. All right, this is why it says in the Bible that Jesus is the Alpha and Omega, because it was during the Passover in which that sun in the sky became personified as the sun on earth, or the sun made flesh, or the word became flesh, in which that personified supposedly 2,000 years ago as Jesus in the age of Pisces. And now here it is 2,000 years later, passing out of Pisces into the age of Aries. You know, or, well, you know, of course, you know, that was 2,000 years prior to Pisces. But now it's 2,000 years later, and supposedly his return, in which they've been now going from out of the into the age of Aquarius. All right, so
all these things are equivalent to the fact of astrological play, astrobiology. It has a play within the physical body. Jesus symbolizes the sperm, in which they get baptized in the River Jordan, in which that symbolizes a sun also, because around the head of a sperm is a light in which that emanates from it. And as it travels through the chakra system, all right, and some have 12 chakra systems as we now speak, to get baptized in the River Jordan, by the 12th pair of cranial nerves, hence, in which that sit around the pineal gland, so hence the 12 disciples, or Jesus at the supper, or author and his 12 knights at the round table. You know, all these things are mythological, and they're all talking about processes in which that takes place within the human body. So as above, so below, as within, so without. So the whole thing about Easter, the bunny rabbit symbolizes fertility. All right, it's springtime, so it's time for humping. You know, people are getting horny. You know what I'm saying? Or get horny during springtime, so it's time to have some babies during this time period. All right, that's what the eggs are symbolic to, is fertility. The bunny rabbit being that, you know, it's one of the fastest creatures in order to multiply. All right. To reproduce itself. So that's why those images was used. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, people wasn't smart enough to know that Jesus symbolized the sperm itself, as well as also, you see a vesica Pisces, or Pisces. You see Jesus sitting in the middle of the vesica Pisces, which symbolizes the vagina. So man is inside of the vagina. So that symbolizes the penis, or short forth from the penis, the sperm, the semen. Hence the seaman, and hence Jesus being on the ship, in which that he calms the seas, or the emotional body, you know what I'm saying? Or he symbolized the fish. So hence he asked Andrew and Peter to cast down your nets to become fishermen of men. You know what I'm saying? All these things are correlated to the fact that Christians put this this fish symbol, which is symbolic to Pisces, on the back of their car. So hence the fish becomes a symbol of Jesus too, so not just the cross. He's also called the Lamb, because 2,000 years prior to the Piscean age of 2,000 years ago was the age of Aries, which is the ram or the lamb. So 2,000 years ago, when supposedly they tell you that marked the zero year, on now to 2,000 years later, you know, marked the ending of the age of Aries, which is the lamb, you know, or the ram. You know, that symbolized that, and then of course he symbolized the fish also. So each time he symbolizes a new age, and you go to Matthew the 22nd, I think it's the 22nd chapter, the 10th verse, the disciples ask him, well, what would befall us in the last days? And he say follow me into my, when you see a man with a pitcher of water, follow him into his house. Well, the man with a pitcher of water is the symbol of Aquarius.
Okay.
Which that we're now going into. So all of this is astrological play.
Okay. And does it also, does the Easter, you know, as far as the terminology, tie into Esther, the book of Esther?
Yeah. Esther in the Bible is what is also Ishtar, from out of the Sumerian and Akkadian text, known as the Mesopotamian book.
Right. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's good stuff there. It's always a pleasure to hear you, you know, break down these things. So that's all I have for tonight. But keep doing what you're doing. I truly appreciate it.
No doubt, no doubt. You definitely will. All right.
All right.
We're getting ready to end the show. Thank you, brother, for calling in. All right. Brother Mike wanted me to play on his joint. However, I'm having problems finding his joint, so I'm going to definitely have to play it several times the next session. Right now, we're going to listen to Mass Transformation. I apologize for that, Brother Mike. I will play it several times the next session, so just keep reminding me, and I will play it.
That transformation shit, huh? Finally, a nigga wants some divine shit.
This the continuation of Lauryn Hill miseducation. With this dissertation, will explain the transformation that's currently taking place all over the world nation. Earthquake hit the Haitians, Japan got radiation. Remind me of Revelation, the weather patterns are changing. Icebergs were sinking, heavy floods on his Iranian, lower Mediterranean, all over the planet. People constantly changing, ready for revolution. They know what government doing, except for Americans. We the fattest and most stupid. Most depend on the system that don't give a fuck about them. Fuck a Bush, fuck a Clinton, fuck a Hillary, ride them. Can't wait for days, people be like, fuck it, we ride. But this revolution, the evolution that's nonviolent. Change your reality when you change your mentality. What you thinking inwardly, you projecting it outwardly. And since we lack the knowledge, we lack the power, that's why we cowardly. And when your heart beats, too much fear is inside it. Too busy worried about these secret societies and the plans being plotted by the global elite. But I know that they sweet, and I know they get scared. Every time they hear this shit, I spit over a beat. Cause 85% of the population, they know our sin. We all awake, and there's gonna be more people like me that don't give a fuck about authority. Scared to die hardly, more concerned about the God inside my mind, that's a part of me. I'm like a love soldier in God's army, and I feel bad for anybody who cry on me. I'm speaking your legacy of Elijah Muhammad and Marcus Garvey, but I'ma be a legend like Michael Jackson and Bob Marley. And I don't care if another man kill me and I die early. As long as I don't clean up my head, cause I'm mind dirty. And it's that time for it. Time is just a cycle, you can rewind it and fast forward. Life is what you make it, you only get what you ask for. You niggas all these shit, cause you niggas is assholes. And it's ridiculous to a mass flow. They say this shit sounds supernatural. I'm way different than everyone that you wag holes. And it's a shame they all sound the same bunch of rap clones. The game is full of lames, no backbones, and I ain't just watching it. I'm taking back that throne. I'm kicking down these niggas' doors like mad tones. And after every track, they be like, you hear that song? Damn, why you had to go and do that song? Went in the booth and like he poop showed his ass off. I just rap from the heart, so I don't know why they mad for. They tell you I'm a hater, they facts wrong. And that's the problem that need to be solved with chalk and a blackboard. They ask me what I rap for. I rap for the black balls. I'd rather not be godly, but be a crack lord. For the pretty little bad joint. You only get a man if I had Sean. For the man who work his ass off. To barely pay the bills and his life is like a sad song. Since he catch you making wax songs, I don't even rap no more. My shit more like a black poem. And we've been eating this for mad long. So we can develop a culture with good morals so we can pass on. I know y'all listening like daggone. Quote Niagara Falls with fireballs like the dragon. I'm David slaying Goliath, Zion trying for a Babylon. Or Adam after ate the apple and God told him that was wrong. I spit that black power shit like I'm Farrakhan. But I'm far from a racist, I got love for everyone. I just know the original man was full of melanin. That absorbed ultraviolet radiation from the sun. Cause during creation I know it had to be hella strong. And you wouldn't be able to survive if you was an Albion. But presently we in a transformation. Beginning of a new cycle and the end of an ages. I'm talking evolution of the creative creation. Right now the population is currently brainless. I'm waiting for the cosmic energy to come and just change shit. And our junk DNA begins to awaken. Until that time comes, I'ma keep making these statements. Till my boys come back to grab me up in their spaceship. I hang with the aliens, the face like an ancient. A grand architect, but I'm far from a mason. It's like I'm a part of the Galactic Confederation. The charge is spreading the light all over the nation. And our ancestors on different galaxies are waiting. Hoping to suffer, they went through it and go for Nathan. So I'ma keep giving you motivation. That kill your ego and help your soul take over thinking. Cause we've been living a life full of problems with no equation. And all our spiritual intuition seem to be slowly fading. It's like a role reversal.